Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Government approves two major rail projects to double 256 kilometers of railway line worth nearly 6,800 crore rupees. Also gives its nod to set up 1,000 crore rupee venture capital fund to boost space industry. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh highlights power of continuous dialogue between India and China in resolving issues along LAC. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to arrive in New Delhi tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mr. Scholz to co-chair 7th intergovernmental consultations tomorrow. Heavy rain slash most parts of coastal Odisha as severe cyclone Dana approaches to make a landfall in a few hours. All agencies including Indian Navy and NDRF on high alert. In women's cricket, India beat New Zealand by 59 runs in first of three-match ODI series in Ahmedabad. And in hockey, Germany win two-match series against India in a special shootout in New Delhi. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved two rail projects with an estimated cost of 6,798 crore rupees to provide connectivity, facilitate ease of travel and minimize logistic costs. The first project involves the doubling of 256 kilometers of railway line from Narkatiyaganj to Raksol, Sitamarhi and Darbhanga and the Sitamarhi-Muzaffarpur section. This project will strengthen connectivity to Nepal, Northeast India and border areas by facilitating the movement of passenger trains alongside goods trains. Briefing the media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the importance of the project in Bihar.
This project is a very ambitious project. Our Sanskriti ki pehchan ke kai bade centers ko ye project jodta hai. Ayodhya ji ko jodega माँ जानकी के जन्म स्थान से और काठमांडू की कनेक्टिविटी इससे आती है जनकपुर की कनेक्टिविटी आती है और लुम्बिनी की कनेक्टिविटी इससे आती है इट्स अ ह्यूज प्रोजेक्ट 4,553 crore 256 kilometers 87 लाख ह्यूमन डेज एम्प्लॉयमेंट क्रिएट होगा इसमें काम के दौरान
Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the CCEA has given its nod to a new railway line for Amaravati, which is the new capital city of Andhra Pradesh. He said a new railway line will be constructed between Erupalam and Namburu via Amaravati, covering 57 kilometres. He informed that the estimated cost of this project is 2,245 crore rupees and will provide direct rail connectivity to Hyderabad, Chennai and Kolkata. The Union Cabinet has approved setting up of 1,000 crore rupee venture capital fund dedicated to the space sector. The deployment period of the proposed venture capital fund is planned to be up to 5 years from the actual date of start of the fund operations. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav told the media that the fund will promote startups in the space sector.
The Union Cabinet has today approved setting up a venture capital fund with a corpus of 1,000 crore rupees for promoting startups in the space sector. And this reflects commitment toward creating more and more opportunities for our youth, for our entrepreneurs, and more opportunities for innovative startups.
Mr. Vaishnav said that over the period of about 10 years, fund will be provided to 30 to 35 space startups under it. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Nara Chandrababu Naidu has expressed happiness over the Union Cabinet's approval for the new Amaravati railway line. He said this project will connect Amaravati with major cities like Chennai, Hyderabad, Bengaluru and Kolkata. The Chief Minister said railway projects worth 72,000 crore rupees are underway in the state and that the long-pending railway zone issue has been resolved. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said India and China have been involved in talks at both diplomatic and military levels to resolve their differences in certain areas along the line of actual control, LAC. In his address at the inaugural session of the Chanakya Defence Dialogue 2024 in New Delhi, the Defence Minister said, following the talks, a broad consensus has been achieved to restore the ground situation based on the principles of equal and mutual security.
India and China have been involved in talks to resolve their differences in certain areas along the LAC. Pursuant to the talks, broad consensus has been achieved to restore ground situation based on the principles of equal and mutual security.
Mr. Singh said India has a distinctive vision regarding development and security, which has made self-reliance in defence a prominent national goal. He said transforming India's defence sector into a self-reliant entity will have far-reaching ripple effects. The Ministry of Defence has signed a contract for the procurement of 6 air cushion vehicles for the Indian Coast Guard at over 387 crore rupees. The ministry said these amphibious vessels, also called hovercrafts, will be procured under the Buy Indian category. The procurement of these platforms aims to boost the Indian Coast Guard's capabilities and reinforces the increased focus on maritime security. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a 3-day visit to India from today to take part in the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the Intergovernmental Consultations tomorrow. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. The two leaders will also hold talks to discuss enhanced security defence cooperation and deeper economic cooperation between the two nations. They will also address the 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. You're listening to the news at 9. The severe cyclone Dana, formed over the east central bay of Bengal, is heading towards the Odisha coast and is set to make landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra in a few hours. The track of the cyclone may slightly recurve to the west-southwest after landfall. The wind speed of Dana during the 5 to 6 hours of the landfall process will be about 120 to 125 kilometers per hour, with widespread impact in the Kendrapara, Jagatsinghpur, Bhadrak and Balasore districts of Odisha. The severe cyclone is currently 90 kilometers from Paradeep and 120 kilometers from Dhamra off the Odisha coast, moving at a slower speed of 10 kilometers per hour in the Bay of Bengal. Authorities in Odisha have evacuated nearly 3.5 lakh people from its path. Thousands of relief workers have been deployed at strategic locations to minimize damage. Transportation services in Odisha have already been affected, with numerous trains and flights cancelled. Agencies like NDRF, SDRF and the district administration are on high alert to deal with emergency situations. Two ships of the Eastern Fleet of the Indian Navy are on standby with supplies and with rescue and diving teams. We have more from our Bhubaneswar correspondent.
Heavy rain is lashing in most parts of coastal Odisha with strong winds and high tidal waves in some of the areas as Dana is getting nearer to the Odisha coast. Chief Minister of Odisha Mohan Charan Majhi is continuously reviewing preparedness for the severe cyclone at Bhubaneswar, while two deputy chief ministers, few other ministers and senior bureaucrats are on ground zero to monitor relief and rescue operations. Schools, colleges, universities and many government bodies have been shut, while doctors have been asked to remain in the hospitals round the clock. Leave of all government employees have been cancelled. More than 7,000 multipurpose cyclone shelters have housed about 3,50,000 people who were evacuated by this evening, while 385 response ground teams are deployed to carry out the relief and rescue operations. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
In West Bengal, East and West Medinipur, South and North, 24 Parganas, Howrah, Hooghly, Bankura, Kolkata and Jharkhand are expected to be most affected. More from our Kolkata correspondent.
Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has informed the media today that she will be at Navanna and will keep watch on the situation. 851 flood shelters have been opened and 83,583 people have been evacuated into them. Control rooms have been activated in all the districts of the state and one senior IAS officer has been deployed in the districts which are likely to be mostly affected. A helpline number has been opened at the State Secretariat, Navanna, which is 033-2214-3526. Schools will remain closed in 9 districts till 26th October. NDRF, SDRF have swung into action. Ferry services have been shut by the state administration in Sundarban, Kolkata and other concerned routes. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Tomorrow is the last day for filing of nominations for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Polling will take place on the 13th of November. In view of this, a large number of candidates from different political parties filed their nomination papers today. More from our correspondent.
Chief Minister Hemant Soren filed his nomination from the Barhet Assembly constituency, while opposition leader Amar Kumar Bauri filed his nomination from the Chandan Kiari seat. Assembly Speaker Rabindranath Mahato filed his nomination from the Nala seat. Senior JDU leader Saryu Rai filed his nomination from the Jamshedpur West seat. Dr. Rameshwar Rao of Congress also filed his nomination from the prestigious Hatia seat. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be done on 28th October, while candidates can withdraw their nomination papers till 30th October. The first phase of polling will be on 13th November and counting of votes will be undertaken on 23rd November. With KK Lal's report from Ranchi, Shagun Chopra, Akashwani News.
The Nationalist Congress Party NCP Sharad Pawar today announced its first list of 44 candidates for the assembly elections in Maharashtra. Yugendra Pawar, nephew of Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, will challenge him by contesting from the Baramati constituency. Jayant Patil will contest from Islampur in Sangli. The World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly, WTSA24, has adopted 8 new resolutions targeting emerging areas for standardization in telecommunications. These include artificial intelligence, enhancing standardization activities on digital public infrastructure, sustainable digital transformation, among others. The 10-day event of WTSA24, which began on the 15th of this month in New Delhi, concluded today. Speaking on the occasion, Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia said, India has taken a great leap forward in terms of not only bridging the digital divide, but also bridging the gender divide.
India has taken a great leap forward in terms of ensuring not only bridging the digital divide, but bridging the gender divide.
The Secretary General of the International Telecommunication Union, Doreen Bogdan Martin, termed the event as unprecedented.
This WTSA has taken meaningful steps to deliver technical standards that make both business and environmental sense. These include a new resolution to support emergency communications with caller location identification from mobile devices.
Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Minister Jayant Chaudhary felicitated the winners of World Skills 2024 in New Delhi today. Hailing the winners for their performance, the minister said they have honed their skills through hard work and perseverance. In women's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 59 runs in the first one-day international of a 3-match series at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening, chasing the target of 228 runs. New Zealand were all out for 168 in 40.4 overs. India were all out for 227 runs in 44.3 overs. In men's cricket, India were 16 for 1 in their first innings against New Zealand at Stumps on the first day of the second test in Pune. Earlier New Zealand's innings were wrapped up for 259 as all-rounder Washington Sundar picked his maiden 5-wicket haul. In hockey, Germany defeated India in a thrilling special shootout to emerge as the winner of the 2-match test series at the Major Dhyan Chand Stadium in New Delhi today. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves 2 major rail projects to double 256 kilometres of railway line worth nearly 6,800 crore rupees. Also gives its nod to set up 1,000 crore rupee venture capital fund to boost space industry. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh highlights power of continuous dialogue between India and China in resolving issues along LAC. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to arrive in New Delhi tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mr. Scholz to co-chair 7th intergovernmental consultations tomorrow. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.